Governor Roy Cooper has created a task force to address an ongoing concern in public schools across North Carolina, a lack of diversity among the state's teachers. Coldell Charco reports.
Governor Cooper appeared at an event at NC State University earlier this month and outlined the problem and how he hopes to begin to address it. Afterward, he summarized his speech.
I think some of the answers are going to be pretty simple, and it's going to be about implementation. But a lot of it is about recruiting.
The crowd for the day-long summit was diverse. Former teacher and current State Board of Education member James Ford said he was impressed.
So I don't think I've been a part of any convening in North Carolina where we've had this many educators of color in the same space.
The evidence is pretty clear that having a same-race teacher matters for students of color.
That's Constance Lindsay, an assistant professor in the School of Education at UNC Chapel Hill. She researches teacher diversity and racial achievement gaps.
A variety of studies show that having a same-race teacher for black students in particular is related to a host of short and long-run outcomes.
Things like conduct violations, all the way up to graduation rates.
So the question is now, what are we going to do about it? And also, what are sort of the best ways that we can intervene?
The stakes are high. Tom Tomberlin is the director of educator recruitment and support at the Department of Public Instruction. He says the lack of diversity among educators is a real problem.
Our state is now majority minority, and if those students don't feel like education has a place for them or is welcoming to them, then our ability to educate them effectively is going to be hampered.
Tomberlin spoke about the challenges of recruiting anyone into the profession, including teachers of color.
Is it money? Is it prestige? Is it position in society? I don't know. All those things seem to factor into it. But if the profession is not attractive, then the recruitment efforts will be limited.
The governor and others hope recruiting more people of color to teach will help them solve the educator shortage, too. Coldell Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.